Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Yesterday we completed the chapter on thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and praising Him. We find that shukr is such a thing that the more a person makes shukr, the more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciates the shukr. One is a person is showing appreciation by showing shukr and making shukr, and the more this person is making shukr, the more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is appreciating the shukr. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ, that if you make shukr, then definitely I will increase for you. And one of the things we mention in shukr is a person should take out time, preferably every night, and just ponder over the ni'mat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed him, and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the ni'mat that He has given him. How often have we thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Oh Allah, you have given me these eyes, they are so valuable. If these eyes were taken away, then how could I have ever replaced it? What monetary value could have replaced these eyes? There's an incident of a king that had one eye. This is just an incident, a story to take a lesson from, a moral from. So he had one eye and he wanted another eye, because being a king, such a high position, it was a fault, an aib, as we would say, that to have only one eye. So he requested his people that find somebody that has got another eye. So when they found a suitable candidate, it so happened that that candidate also, that suitable candidate matched his eye, that candidate had also one eye. So the king had offered him that, I will give you so much of wealth and I'll give you so many, so much of monetary reward, that just let me have that one eye of yours. So then he replies to the king and he tells the king that, I only got one eye. If I give you this one eye, then I won't be able to see at all. So the king kept on pursuing him that, I'll offer you so much and so much and so much. And eventually he told the king, he said to the king, that all your wealth of your whole kingdom is not equal to my one eye. What am I going to do if I give this eye away? I won't be able to see. What's the use of having all that wealth? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us two eyes. Have we thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you have given us two eyes? When we see a blind person, then at that time, do we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thank Him that He saved us from bringing like that, and Allah Pak had given us eyes. Like that we see a person without shoes. Have we thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you have given us shoes to wear? Sometimes we see a person looking in the bin and digging the bin for food. Have we thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, forget looking for food, we got so much of food in the fridge and freezers. So like that, if a person ponders and he considers that all these ni'mat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me. I read one article some time back that a blind woman was asked, old blind woman was asked, that if you were given sight for one moment, what would you like to see? If you were only given sight for one moment and then restored back to your blind status, what would you like to see? So she replied, I would like to see the smile of a child. I would just like to see the smile of a child. I heard so much about how relaxing, how cooling, how pleasing it is to the eye to see the smile of a child. How often do we see children smiling and laughing and playing? And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has allowed us to see these moments and appreciate these moments. So like that, when a person brings shukr in his life, then he'll realize there's so many things that he has to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. And even that bed now that he's going to sleep at night, he's thanking Allah Pak, you gave me a bed to sleep on. I don't have to sleep on the street. I don't have to sleep in some shelter. I don't have to find some pavement to sleep. You've given me a nice bed to sleep. You've given me a roof over my head. The person will thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even for that. So one is shukr at the ibtida. When something new comes to a person, he thanks, generally he'll thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, you give me a new house, given me a new car. But one is, ulama explain, is further than that is baqa. Baqa means that Allah is continuing that ni'mat, Allah is causing that ni'mat to continue with you. That He's continuing, He's allowed that house to continue with you for so many years. He's allowed that car to be with you for so many years. He's allowed that good health to be with you for so many years. He's allowed that wife, those children, those parents to be with you for so many years. He's allowed those favors, different favors to be with you for so many years. Have you thanked Him for the baqa, for the continuity of that favor? So one is to thank Allah when that favor comes, and one is to thank Allah for the continuity of that favor. That is also part of shukr. And then with shukr, you get verbal shukr, and then the next thing is physical shukr. Physical shukr is to use those eyes, to use those hands, to use that tongue, to use that ears, to use the limbs of the body, to use the wealth that Allah has given, to use the strength that Allah has given, to use that family, to use that influence, to use that position that a person has to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is called physical shukr. So one is to say with the tongue, and one is to physically use those ni'mat and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by using it in the correct manner. Like a father that gives a child a car. He gets of age now, he's 18, 19. Father spends so much of money and he gets a car for the child. And now suddenly the child drives anyhow. He drives anyhow, he scratches the car. He's not careful where he parks it anywhere on the road, at dangerous places. Then the father feels in his heart that I spent so much of money. Although the child thanked me when I gave him the keys, but the way he's using the car, he's not appreciative of that favor that I've done to him, that amount of money that I spent, that effort that I took to buy the car and give it to him. Father feels in his heart that his child is not appreciative. But on the other hand, when you get another child, father spends that money and he gives him, for example, a jersey, something simple, jersey, not even a car. But the child is so appreciative of the jersey that every day he's wearing the jersey, that even some days it's a warm day also, but out of appreciation he's wearing the jersey on a warm day. How nice the father feels. Look at this child of mine, that he's appreciating every ni'mat that I have given him. He's even appreciating that jersey, not every ni'mat, but he's appreciating that particular jersey that I have given him, that on a hot day also he's wearing it. The father will tell him, never mind, don't worry, if this jersey gets worn out, I'll buy you another one. You don't have to be so careful. He sees that when he goes to the masjid also, if he has to make wuzu, he'll take out the jersey and he'll be very careful where he keeps it. So this brings happiness to the gifter. Whoever is the person that gives it, it brings happiness that the person is appreciating. So one is verbal appreciation and one is physical appreciation. So all the time we should be thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and is there no limit to the amount of shukr that we can make to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi brought another chapter. We'll just start this chapter and we'll continue with it tomorrow. Kitabu salati ala rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From amongst the many, many, many favors Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, He has given us a very, very great favor, and that favor is Allah Pak has made us in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What a great, great, great ni'mat this is. Something that we should be happy in our heart. Allah Pak has chosen us to be in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this chapter has got to do, this book has to do with salutations upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the virtue of sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, actually, the reality of the matter is, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doesn't need us to send salawat upon him. He doesn't need us to send salat upon him. He is already chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the highest of the high, the greatest after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the greatest creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, everything was created because of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But it's actually Allah's favor upon us that He's allowing us to take the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Inshallah, tomorrow we'll go more in detail as to what salawat entails, what is the virtue of sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and how we can make it part and parcel of our daily routine, that not a day should pass in our lives that we don't pass without sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And ulama prescribe that a person should try regularly to say 300 times any type of durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anything that is easy on a person's tongue, he should send. If he can't do 300, at a minimum, he should do 10 in the morning and 10 in the evening, at a very minimum. This is the bare minimum that we can do to thank Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for the countless ni'mats that he has bestowed upon us, and for that fikr and that worry and the du'as that he made for us. And even on the day of Qiyamah, his restlessness and his worry will be for us. So at the bare minimum, what we can do is at least 10 times in the morning and 10 times in the evening send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And many of us are free. During the day we can send plenty, if it means us keeping a tasbih with us, keeping a tasbih counter with us. But why feel shy? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't feel shy to send his, to have and spend his favors upon us. So why should we feel shy to send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? May Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.